Action item number 15, report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek Reservoir update. John Hoffman.
Let's start with a little bit of a refresher course, just for get everybody on the same page. The Allen's Creek Reservoir site is a reservoir site that was originally an HLMP nuke facility. It was purchased and permitted back in the 1970s for water rights. All of the land was secured for the reservoir site. It was all under a common ownership of the HLMP, Houston Lighting and Power Group. Go to the next slide, please. The site itself is just under 10,000 surface acres. It yields just under 100,000 acre-feet of water. The project was purchased by the Brazos River Authority and the City of Houston from the successor in interest to HLMP. It was done about the same time Senate Bill 1 was passed. Houston is a 70% owner of the project. We're the minority partner at 30%. The permit and the legislation that that gave us all of this have some start dates in there for construction. They focus on 2018 as a start date for the construction, and the permit further says you need to be finished with construction by 2021. The cost is estimated in 2008 dollars of being around $200 million. So that's over and above the cost of the land that we've already done, and we have that in along with the Water Development Board, who's our partner with the State Participation Program on that part of the project. To catch you up where we are right now, those of y'all that were at the last board meeting in October got to see some of the fighting that's going on between Brazos G and Region H over this system operations permit and over how the regional plans are breaking out the water. Allen's Creek plays into that in a very, very big way. Because the population numbers have increased somewhat in the 2011 planning cycle, and because the Region G, Region H analysis overstated the value of the system operations permit to Region H by a considerable amount, the value of Allen's Creek as a water supply strategy has gone up. It has also pushed the need for meeting shortages up by 10 years from 2030 to the 2020 time frame, according to the regional water plans. So I'm not there yet, but so right now where we stand is this. We talked to you guys about the fact that we want to move forward on the timeline for Allen's Creek to try to get construction started by 2018. We've got to do all of the Section 404 permitting work with the Corps of Engineers, and we've estimated it's going to take 8 to 10 years to get that stuff done. So that's all the wetlands issues. That's all the stuff that goes along with that. We need to be spending money right now on that. Houston, if you read the newspapers, has financial challenges ahead of them right now, and their water needs have been taken care of by a series of large and fairly sophisticated reuse strategies that they have in place over in the Trinity and San Jacinto basins. So Houston is not that interested in moving forward and spending a lot of money on a project that they don't need really anytime soon. So we've got a conflict. So one of the things that we asked you guys and talked to y'all about was, let's go to Houston. The time may be right to approach Houston about either buying them out completely or rearranging our arrangement in some way where the Brazos River Authority can do what it needs to do to bring this wholesale source of supply online by the 2020 decade. Because if we don't do that, it may be after 2030 before Houston's even ready to start talking about this thing. And in the way it looks right now, the need is going to be there for the supply. So we've done that. We've engaged the City of Houston staff. We've talked to them about going in and basically we put on the table, we'd like to buy you out. We understand that you have that you need water in the future, and as a political issue, you cannot step away from a future source as the City of Houston. But what we'd be willing to entertain with you is something creative, perhaps, that would reimburse you for the de minimis out-of-pocket expenses that you have on this project so far, release you from an obligation of paying for these development costs that will be involved in doing this permit moving forward. But at some point in time in the future, when this reservoir project is done, we'll offer to you an opportunity to buy back into the project either as a customer of the Brazos River Authority or as a partner. For our own purposes, though, we would never offer on the table any more than 49% of that project, because we want to retain a controlling interest of the project. if this Brazos River Authority was in place in 1997, 1999, this project would have been a BRA project. There would not have been a partnership on this project. So that is what we're after right now, is really looking. We've met with Houston in late November. It was very interesting in that Gabe Smith and I went and met with the staff level folks and pitched this idea to them, and they said, you know what, this is really kind of interesting. And this was just about the same time that the Region 8 thing started really blowing up. And the local entities down there that weren't Houston entities were very upset, initially at BRA and mostly at Houston, saying, we need this water. It's the next source of supply for us. Why are you dragging your feet on getting this project done? So it helped us out a whole lot of those conversations. When we pitched the idea to them, they said, you know what, we'd like to go back and talk about this internally. We'll get back to you after the first of the year. What was it, a week later? They responded to us and said, we like your concept. We'd like to sit down with you and talk more about it. So sometime here in the next couple of weeks, we anticipate getting a meeting date with them where we'd like to sit down and hear more about what they think their out-of-pocket costs are, more about what they think their timeline would be for asking for some water from us. They've already expressed a desire to us that if they buy back in, they would like to buy back in as a partner as opposed to a customer. So that's the only preference that they have released to us so far. So go to the next slide, please. We've already talked to you about the dollars. Going forward, this is what the picture I want to paint for you, what this project looks like. We would be buying into the project essentially as the controlling interest and the sole driver of the project up to and through construction. So the development costs of getting the 404 permit, the construction cost, all of that we would be taking on to ourselves. All of the endangered species work, all the wetland stuff, every bit of that's in there. Now, we anticipate continuing to work with the Water Development Board on this because the programs that they have, like the State Participation Fund, are tailor-made for projects exactly like this. Right now, they're a 50% owner of the reservoir site. We would probably look to partner with them in a similar fashion for the reservoir project itself, where they essentially buy the optimized, the oversized portion of the reservoir project, and they hold that until such time that you need it. The Water Development Board. So that would mitigate the impact to the system rate. Obviously, there will be an impact to the system rate. John Hawes and Jim Forte spent time looking at it as far as the long-range regional, the long-range financial plan is concerned. We factored it into our plans with the other projects that we're doing, so when we start to stack those, we can see what maybe the cumulative impact of the system rate is going to be. Depending upon what we do with financing and how they do that financing, it could be as high as, what, $15-$20 on the system rate? So it's not insignificant. But it is the fastest next source of supply that we will have in the Brazos River system, and one that the Lower Basin folks in particular cares about a whole lot. Now, the upside of that is we get to drive the project. The upside of that is we get to drive the project. The downside of it is we have total responsibility for the financial portion of the project. It will be mitigated if Houston, when we go to them with some type of a put, decides to buy back in, because they would have to go back and pay not only for those costs but for any interest and accrued things that come along the way. So they'd have to pay, like if they came in as a 40% partner or 30% partner, they got to pay for everything that we've incurred up until that point to buy back in totally. So that will mitigate that somewhat. Right now what we're seeing from a demand standpoint, and the most important question that John Hawes asked me every time this issue comes up, is that's all great, who's going to buy this water? We're going to see more detail come to that as we move forward. Right now what we see is, like I said, before we saw a good deal of demand coming out of the Brazos River system in the 2030 time frame, it's been pushed back to 2020. Some of those numbers I think are a little soft. For example, there's like 60,000+ acre feet of demand beginning in the year 2020 out of Brazoria County industrial demands, but it's not allocated to anything. So there's some softness in those numbers. They have not done anything as far as Brazoria County having to do any compliance with subsidence requirements, which I think is only a matter of time.
In the Pearland area?
Yes.
That's where it's going to come from. It'll grow out of Houston.
Not from the bottom.
It'll grow out of Houston into
Fort
Bend, County.
Pearland, in that area.
Absolutely. Fort Bend County entities, obviously, are on a very fast growth incline right now. Those folks, I believe, we've already got requests in-house for, what, about 30,000 acre-feet of water that we can't write contracts for right now. So that's the picture as best I can give it to you. Go to the next slide, please. Is that it? So where we stand right now is we're going to go back and sit down with the Houston guys and stare them in the whites of the eyes and try to get something to bring back to you. And hopefully next time we come together, you guys come together, we can bring you something more concrete about where we stand in time. And do you have any questions?
As far as some of your Fort Bend County customers,
We talk to them on a fairly regular basis. It's very interesting, some of the feedback we're hearing. Of course, you know, there's a lot of really interesting issues with water issues in Fort Bend County right now. So we have requests from Gulf Coast Water Authority. We have requests from the City of Sugar Land, to name two large-scale customers that need additional water down there. Yes?
John, what's the financial impact on the BRA in the next 3 or 4 years?
The next 3 or 4 years is approximately, it's like $600,000 to $800,000 the first couple of years, then it ramps up. Over $1 million a year after that. As we get more into the 404 permitting process and as we get into some of the stuff like some of the archaeological studies and some of that endangered species work, and the only thing we haven't accounted for in those numbers is the mitigation. We know there will be mitigation because there's a lot of high-value wetlands down there. We've already reconfigured the project once to exclude some of those wetlands. But we don't know what the Corps is going to require us to do for mitigation on those things, and it could be that could be a big number that's not in the $200 million. So permitting, you can guess about $1 million a year for the next eight or 9 years.
John, what was the last reservoir that was built by the state of Texas?
By the state of Texas?
In the state of Texas.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
Is this the only one that there's actually an acquired
there hasn't site? There hasn't been a major one constructed since, I want to say, Fork. Like, Fork was the last big reservoir that was made. No, wait a minute. Ivy.
Richland Chambers.
Yeah, but what's the yield of Allen Henry? Yeah, I mean, it's a relatively small project.
You know, in the last legislative session, they were trying to designate, was it 16 sites or 18
yes.
sites? And they never could agree upon naming
the
sites?
No, they did pass a bill. They did pass a bill.
Did they name the sites? No. They just said they were going to do it.
What they did was they passed a bill that said the sites that are designated in the 2007 State Water Plan would be designated for a period of 5 years. In that 5-year period, whoever the sponsor is has to start spending considerable money.
It was a political bluff that ran afoul of itself. The people that wanted to do the project, in particular Dallas-Fort Worth interest, tried to run this to put in place a designation to ward off people coming in with endangered species, or there was one project in particular that drove it that was going to have a wildlife refuge that they were trying to designate out there. And what happened was property rights interest got into it and said, wait a minute, if you're not going to build this project for 25, 30 years and you're going to designate this where nobody can do anything with the property, that's not going to work either. And so NEDs like the Texas Farm Bureau got very engaged on that thing, and it really became a standoff.
Any other questions for John? John, thank you. Good job.
Thank you.